Blog Talk Radio. Cause I've looked everywhere, under every rock, in every chair. MCs, they try to hide when I get hot. I know that they hide, but where I know not. You're nothing but a sucker chump, you're scared. You tried to battle me, but you wasn't prepared. You slept, I crept up, shot your drawers. And now you're running for your life like you're swimming from jaws. But yo, I know that you've learned your lesson. Go to church, just confess and tell the preacher you committed sin. You battled special ed when you couldn't win. You tried, you cried, you shouted, you pouted. But I told you, you should have thought about it.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Nostalgia.
Get busy, y'all.
Get busy, y'all.
The Pee Wee Herman, just move your hand into the front, and if you can't hear the music, say, huh, what, as you're doing the dance, it might hurt your back, but just look at the crowd, say, I meant to do that, it's the Pee Wee Herman, new dancing section, to go with the flow, cause it's deep in the nation, so come on, everybody rock with Joski, and the teacher's new dance called the Pee Wee, it's funky fresh, so don't be wiggle, get on the floor and get off your bicycle, if you don't know how to do it. Brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman.
Your universe for poetry. What you waiting for?
The call-in number is 319-527-6300. Call in, press 1 to be heard, or just simply listen in. This is the For Real Entertainment Network.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hey, 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 baby, baby. Take your socks off and welcome to the Soul Cafe, the haunted Soul Cafe, the poetically haunted Soul Cafe on tonight, y'all, at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio aboard. What it do, trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Give me some good poetry right here at the Soul Cafe, where we're going to be picking up our pens, boys and girls. I want to make an announcement. There will be no cheating tonight. I have officials hiding behind your cabinet, under your tables, in and out in the between doorways. Your phone is tapped, all right? There will be no cheating tonight. I will not call no names out. Danielle, Just Jay, Gina Storm, Rena, and Van. But I will not call any names out. Tonight is a grueling night. Halloween. I have my socks off and I allowed my nails to grow. Very scary, if I may say so myself. But on tonight, y'all, this night of all that kind of stuff, all I want to hear is some poetry. Can you dig it? Let me bring in the Soul Cafe band members, y'all. On the Congo drums, ones and two, is the one and only Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What it do?
Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real. What it do, baby?
What it do, Van Meadows Poetic. What it do, man. I like your entry, man. You must have been practicing, rehearsing.
I was. I was practicing. Practicing. They say practice make perfect.
Y'all ever get that? Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. Everybody said that but Allen Iverson. Hey, did you and Miss Curly get that song together yet?
No. We got in the studio, and we got interrupted by Kanye West. So Yeezy, whatever you want to call him, Ye, whatever you want to call him, we got interrupted.
Yeah,
you know, we just got interrupted. So we said we'll get back to it.
Okay, give this duty to I'm gonna have to pick someone that's really skilled in doing those type of things, because I understand you guys are busy. I'm gonna have to give that to Gina and Gina Storm. Yeah, because
that sounds good.
Soul Cafe. Soul Cafe song
good.
Supposed to be going on. Yes. Hey, man, how you doing on this night? Did you trick-or-treat?
Yeah, man. I went to my neighbor's house and I said trick-or-treat. She said, I guess I got to come up with a treat. I said, I guess you do. Mm. Nah, yeah, but yeah, I got some chocolate, bro.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, so, and did you take the kids out? Yeah, I hope that wasn't with the kids at the same time.
No. It wasn't with the kids. The kids went with their mothers. Their mothers, yeah.
That's good. It's always good to send the mother.
I spent the day
when you're getting chocolate.
With my daughter carving pumpkins at her school for a pumpkin contest. Pumpkin carving contest.
Yeah, who
was,
won?
It was pretty fun. Her pumpkin got picked, but there were two from every class that got picked by the parents to go to the next round. I don't know who won yet, but when I walked in and I saw all of those other pumpkins compared to my baby and I's pumpkin, I said, well, maybe next year.
Yeah. Was your baby's pumpkin the one with all those different colors on it?
It was.
It looked like it was from
blue,
Africa. It
green,
was an African pumpkin.
Yeah, it was a green goblin. That's what it was. Yeah, it was a green goblin.
Yeah, very unique, very creative, I may say.
Thank you.
Hey, man, well, that's great, man. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't go trick-or-treating. You know,
no?
That's one of the greatest things I love about No, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you something in a minute, though. Because
okay.
I used to pay my nephew, when I got too old to go out for myself, I used to pay my nephew, you know, give him a couple of dollars to go get me a bag of candy from trick-or-treating and stuff like that. You know? Yeah. He happened to be the one time he was on punishment, couldn't go out the house and everything like that. And everybody else was going, though. So, you know, I sent him out there, man. And, man, he was taking too long. Well, I was hoping he came home before, you know, his grandmom and his mom and everybody came back in because I was sweating to death.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I got this boy out there trick-or-treating. He made it in a few minutes before they did, man. Had the biggest bag. I don't know if he snatched somebody's bag, but he had the biggest bag. I was so happy. But I did get some candy, though. I went to the store right before the show, and they had the doors locked. And I was wondering why they had the doors locked. Well, you know, they didn't want the crowd of kids rushing into the store. So anyway, I got into the store, bought my items and whatnot like that. So then a lady came out. She came out from behind the counter with a big box of candy. And, oh, she was still giving candy out. So I was like, oh, cool. So as my on my way out, like, trick or treat. And she gave me two big handfuls of this light-skinned Hispanic young lady. And, she treated me. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to reach into the bag right now. Can you hear the bag? Yeah. So I got, like, two big scoopings. Yeah, I got two big scoopings of those, what they call these, fruities. They like them Tootsie Rolls of many different flavors.
Oh, yeah. Fruities.
Fruities.
Like
wow. I didn't know they called them fruities. I thought they was Tootsie Rolls of many different flavors. Well, anyway. So
well, you got two
candy.
Different
kinds.
You got the Tootsie Roll flavors that you're talking about, but they also got some fruit flavor ones that look like Tootsie Rolls, shaped like Tootsie Rolls, called fruities.
Okay, well, that's what it is. You a connoisseur of that stuff, huh?
Yeah, man, I love candy, bro.
Hey, that's what's up. I hope y'all hear my American. It's kind of, ooh, it's a sour taste to it. Hey, bro. Hey, look. That's enough from you, Mr. Meadows. They'll be cheating. No cheating tonight. I'm not speaking on you, Bob. You know, I'm just saying it. I'm going to repeat it repeatedly during the program.
I see.
We're gonna bring
it sounds like you're gonna be repeating it throughout the show. Ladies and gentlemen, he said no cheating. For the 15th millionth time, no cheating.
On
okay,
tonight.
Great. We got that out of the way.
I got something for y'all tonight. On tonight I got something for y'all. All right, we're gonna go to the next band member of the Soul Cafe band on the guitar, ladies and gentlemen. And on the lip machine sometimes. The one and only Miss Pearly Negras. Miss Pearly. Baby.
Hey,
Daniel.
Let's get some of that guitar, baby.
Oh, wow. Hold on, I ain't finished.
Give us a little bit of the lip machine.
I don't have my gum.
you didn't bring your lips with you tonight? Well, you don't have your gums with you tonight? You don't have a gum. Okay, well, that's a hell of an excuse.
Yeah.
Who wrote that note for you? I don't have my gum.
That's a good one. I don't have my gum. That's a good one.
Very unique.
Yeah,
but let me tell you, Miss Pearly,
yeah.
When you came in with that guitar, I'm trying not to cuss you later on in the show. That thing touched my inner core. Do it one more time. Give me one more, just one more.
Wow.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Down on the whole side. Ooh, shake up. I don't know about you, man. Maybe it's just me. It feels like she's pulling rubber bands in my neck or some shit. Ooh, did I say it?
Yeah, she's doing that, bro. That's what she does, man.
Okay. Miss Curly.
I gotta say something. Okay.
What's up, baby?
I saw the video of the babies in their classroom, okay? And Princess's her pumpkin was very, very creative, okay? So don't be walking about, oh, I guess next year. She did that, okay? She did that.
Oh, I said, listen. Don't get me wrong. I said next year for myself. That was the first time I ever carved a pumpkin. Okay?
Okay.
So next year, seeing all what they did, because, man, listen, man, it was just one pumpkin in there. I had to figure out whether or not I wanted to ask it out on a date or not, because they took it to they had a whole ponytail, makeup on. It was all light-skinned in there. I was like, ooh. Hey, boo.
Ain't nothing like a light-skinned pumpkin. I'm trying to tell you. I want to talk to the seeds. Yeah.
When I tell you they got creative, they got creative. No, man, I didn't get to see the seeds, bro.
I know what you mean, bro. Yes, Miss Curly.
For real. I forgot that, you know, you pretty much spent, well, there you go, out here acting fool. A good amount of years around the mommies and the poppies. So I forget you have kind of an affinity for the mommies. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
I see how you were giving praise. Let me put it this way, you elongated your speech, your story. When you spoke about the mommy, the señorita, yes, you did.
Well,
with candy,
you know,
putting a handful in your. That's all right.
Yeah, she
it's all right.
She dug deep into that box too. I was excited.
Yes, she did.
But you know, there's no thing. I mean, I do have an infinity, if that's the word that you use, for the mommies. But if she was Korean,
but
I would have said a similar thing.
Yeah, it's okay though. It's all right. It's all right.
I can't carry on because it's going to get dirty. yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Pearly here who came in on the guitars. This person coming up next has no instrument. No one gave it to him. I don't know. He just stands on the stage when we're playing our music. Let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jess J. Baby, baby, take your socks off.
What's going on, everybody?
What it do, bro? What it do?
Hey,
what
are
you doing,
Jess
J? Hey, Jess J, you got to play an instrument, bro. I don't know what instrument you got here at the house right there. Can you snap your fingers?
Man,
you just be
the
on
flute.
The stage, just standing there. give us a little bit of flute, ladies and gentlemen. Silence, please.
Nah, I'm going to play the flute.
Give us a little flute, bro. Bro, give us a little flute, bro.
Don't flute. Play the flute ever, man. The flute is not for
bro,
me.
Bro, you can't. You ain't going to give us no
you
flute, bro.
You got to play something.
I got to figure out
something
to play. I just don't want to come in playing anything because y'all are like great artists. And I'm trying to, you know what I mean?
Do the tambourine. Do the tambourine like that John on Scooby-Doo.
No. You talk to me about that,
hair
that you won't be talking me to a tambourine.
Two triangle. So, ding, ding.
All right. Now, that don't even sound like it.
You just can't be standing on the stage walking around while we playing our instruments and singing.
Right. Y'all need a roadie.
All right, bro. I'm done here. No cheating, Miss Pearly. I'm not talking to you directly. I'm just saying it because I said it when Poetic was on the mic and now we have Jess J, the wise son. I had to get that out. You know I was going to listen to him anyway. Jess J. Jarrett, the wise
son.
And now I got it fully.
You
didn't
made a hideous chimera.
Ooh,
yeah, whatever that was.
I ain't got a hideous in that bag. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. I've been messing their names for a couple of months now, the J's and the Jess and the and all that stuff. So anyway, I'm hoping that I got it completely out my system. John is not here, so he won't be mad. So, Justin, how you feeling today, man?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good, man. We're looking forward to the show all night, all day. Yeah, that too. Twice
on Sunday. Okay, I hope you bought your book. I hope you brought your book of critiques with you.
Yeah. I keep that. I got some of this. Go ahead and bingo them out.
Okay, then. Well, you know what? I got some warm-ups for you guys who have been cheating. Let me get that together. I told y'all I was ready. Some people admitted to it. I had heard from T. LaShelle who admitted to cheating. You know, there's Lady A. She cheats, you know, periodically, she said, not all the time, but periodically here and there. You know, Edwina, of course, she admits to it. Being a queen, she is. Salute, queen. You know, I like honesty. You know, thank you for being so honest. When you guys get a chance, go over there to the Facebook event page. You know, leave your remarks, anything that you like to promote for yourself and things of that nature. Females, put your phone numbers in there. Address them to Surreal the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. Killer Love Wagon. Sway, 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 swang. And that's a capital shui on a swang, all right? Baby, baby. Years. So we're going to get y'all together. Since we got all the band members, I'm going to give it to three, and I want to hear each and every instrument on key. One, two, three.
On the radio. Baby, baby, on the radio. On the radio. On the radio. Swang.
Okay, that was, okay. I had waved my hands like for like to cut it, like cut. Y'all ain't do it on the time. But hey, y'all all right. It's all right. It's good to be a part of this band. I like that. We might need some singers. Let me see if we can get T. LaShelle in here, Edwina, Lady A. And, you know, get some voices up in there. That was good. That was good, ladies. Thank you, and gentlemen. All right.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do? Yeah, ladies and or gentlemen, per whatever your pronoun is, we'll leave it at that. All right. So, listen, we're about to get into some poetry right after this.
That's 100.
Radio.
what you want to.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Let's chill, y'all. Hey, we're going to open up the lines for the pick up your pen players. We have a contestant here who seems to have an attitude with Van Meadows for comments that he has made. Let me bring her in here. Ladies and gentlemen, on the trumpet is Queen Edwina. What it do?
What it do?
Hey.
Hello, Queen
Edwina. I'm
what's
here all with Glenda. I'm like, I have never.
I heard it, too. They had said that you had admitted to cheating provocatively. Provocatively
what?
Cheating. At the Soul Cafe.
Oh, God.
You have been using
what?
More than one pin. Using
more than one pin.
And the king has been assisting you in writing your pieces.
Oh, is that so? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All at the quarters.
There's some proof of that one.
what an imagination this one has.
I'm sure we can gather some proof. I got spies everywhere. I have them everywhere. And how are you doing on this fine Halloween evening?
I am doing awesome. The number of children that came to my house was very minimal, so I have all the candy for myself.
Oh, that's the kind of way I like to do it. That's how I like to do it, for real. What kind of candy did you give out?
Oh, we always get top shelf. We get the chocolate, you know, chocolate bars. My daughter picked full size ones, so yeah, I'm kind of glad the kids didn't come by. It's too much too good for children.
I understand.
Queen Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about candy, there is no top shelf, bottom shelf, mid shelf. It's just all sweet, mess up your teeth. It all does the same thing. So, yeah, it makes all the kids happy no matter what kind of candy it is. So, yeah.
There's something about the effort of a person that has all Smarties that does not go unnoticed in the childhood candy community.
This is true. You get marked. Yeah. I have to say you're right. You're right.
You got Smarties
and sweet Smarties, sweet tarts. Don't go to that lady's house. All she gives out is Smarties and sweet. You know what? Let me take my comment back. You're right.
You have said it already. And Queen, you know what? In this case, size does matter.
It does matter, doesn't it?
Queena, we're going to be looking for some more vocalists pretty soon. We're going to need some more band members pretty soon. So
some more band members?
Yeah, what instrument can you play?
I can play the... What is that called when you blow into the bottle? I think that's about it.
Could you give us a sample? Can you give us a sample? We need to try it out real quick. Just a little skippet.
No, wait. Let me see. Okay. I wasn't drinking wine. You were drinking wine.
Wow.
Was that it? Where'd it go? Wait a minute. Oh, I hear it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Listen.
You're going to have to learn how to add volume.
You're going to have to add some volume to it. I did not think about them until after.
No, my dog was going crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't hear. Hey, because when Miss Pearlie playing her lip machine is going to overpower your sound, we won't be able to hear your blowing while she's playing
the
lip
machine. I'm not
that
great. I'm only one day in. I got to practice.
Well, if you can practice it, we'll try to get you up here. We'll try to get you up in here. Or maybe do the washboard. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be ready next time.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that you didn't hide behind yourself. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of hiding, how you doing, special person? I'm not going to say your name, but I hope that you press one tonight and act like you know. So, all right. Well, we got Miss Tamina, who got her rocks off by giving Van what he needed to hear about accusing her for cheating. We're going to go to the next caller. They're going to open up all these mics. We're going to go to Gina Storm, ladies and gentlemen, on the beatbox machine. Let's go. Baby, baby.
Gina, are you muting?
Oh,
mutating?
It's Monday.
I know she is.
I bet she's killing me.
I know she is. We can't get her in the van, bro. She'll have us fired on the stage.
I was actually finishing my piece from last Soul Cafe. I am Miss Monday, and I was, in fact, mutating, and I'll be a mutant because apparently Halloween makes it a possibility, and it's okay. Here
you
I am.
Did you hear what she said? She was finishing her piece. I didn't even get the phrases out yet, and she's finishing it up. See, that's cheating.
Wow. You got to pay attention.
Well, see, it was the unfinished piece from last Soul Cafe. So I tagged on to, you know, what happened today for that because I hate Halloween. Like, I'm one of the scariest people, you know. Like, I could look back and see my own shadow and be like, who the fuck is following me? Ooh, I want to fight my shadow. Don't laugh.
Oh, damn.
I'm serious, LaPerla. LaPerla Negra, don't laugh. I'm serious, girl. Like, I'm scary, scary. I should be the poster child for frightened. Like, for real, I'm not about this life. I saw people in costumes with scary makeup and bleeding scars and shit. And then the kids that came to the door. Now, mind you, my mom and my second mom been living in this condominium for 4 years together. My mom and I used to share a house. And that was like 6 years ago. So I've been living by myself and don't nobody come because I don't turn the porch light on. I ain't no point in being false flagging. I don't want y'all to come to the door. Please miss me with the bullshit. No.
False flagging.
So, yeah. What? I'm scary.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah.
Somebody backed up. Somebody backed up your claim.
I don't play that. No. I fight.
Somebody said you was a wee wee. Somebody referred to you as a wee wee, Gina.
I am. I'm a wee wee and a crybaby. How about that?
Yeah, they backed up the claim.
So,
oh, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm not going to say any names, but hey, how you doing, Tita Shell? Baby. All right. So,
my niece, look, hold on. My niece knows I am not built for this.
All right, so we got our last player in. Well, not our last player in, but we got Miss Monday in here. She didn't play the beatbox. You're going to need an instrument, Gina, okay? I don't know what it is, but by the next show.
I have a drum at my house, and I didn't bring it with, but I play the dinner, so I will.
Okay, but listen, though. Periodically, Van is on the drums and sometimes on the keys. Sometimes Van is on the keys. You might have to share, talk to him about that drum thing.
Look at yes, absolutely.
He plays the table as well as he jumps across it.
But I'm very limited in what I can do.
Can you sing?
I have limitations.
Okay, you and your clubhouse small house partner, y'all got to get it together.
Me and Jay are not instrumental.
No, don't let me in with that one. Don't do that.
He can rap. Jay going to have to rap. Jay going to have to rap.
You don't know me now? Okay, I got
you. See how it happens? It all goes down at the Soul Cafe. It goes down at the Soul Cafe. Yeah. Alrighty then. We're going to bring in...
Your mic open too.
My mic is open and I fight.
Clubhouse people. You see how they get over here? So, all right, we're going to bring in our next caller. but throwing is allowed by the main host. Lady A, ladies and gentlemen, is in the building playing the Canadian drum machine or something from Canada.
Okay.
From Canada. Hey, from Canada.
Wait, I'm going to drum for you a
second.
Canada.
Wait. Is she playing? Ooh, damn. What the hell is that?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, that sounds like you played the stairway. Did you fall down the steps?
Did you hear that?
Sound like you playing the stairway. Hey, well, that was wonderful, but I think that was wonderful, but I think we're going to keep Poetic at the drums for now.
Oh, I thought you said that I was in the drums. I'm sorry. What am I on?
Oh, no, whatever instrument. Gonna have to find another instrument. That one, get with Edwina, and maybe you guys can become a quartet along with
okay.
Gina and Jess J.
All right. Yeah,
well, and how is Halloween over there in Canada?
Canada's Halloween, I turn the lights off and hide because I stopped giving out treats for Halloween quite a few years ago when the treats get... Well, no, I did because they were, 6 feet tall and had mustaches and all their friends.
Oh.
So it was
I don't blame
you.
That sounds like a purge.
Yeah, so I stopped giving out treats a long time ago. So I hated Halloween when I was a kid too. I really did.
Really?
Yep. It's a true story. I always felt like I was begging. I absolutely hated Halloween.
Oh.
Mm.
Even though you got the candy, I guess I maybe was shy or something, I don't know, but I never liked it. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm laughing, keeping the jokes to myself. Somebody's in my inbox giving me all the goods that I need. Mm-hmm.
Then you get the older kids and they come and they, like you were saying earlier, oh, don't go there, she only has what? Like, I gave the chips and little chocolate bars and, oh, she just said chips and chocolate bars, and I felt like saying, give it back then, you little bugger.
Oh, damn.
You don't want my chips and chocolate bars? Here, give it back. I'll take
them. Yeah.
Right?
You got people that throw money in your... We used to have neighbors that threw change into our bags when we was kids. That was pretty cool. You can buy what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Miss Lady A. And what we're about to go into. I said to Jay. I don't think I said it to Jay. No cheating tonight. Save that for another day. Gina Storm, I done told you 4 or 5 times about the cheating and things of that nature. We're not going to do that no more, no matter what Van tells you in your inbox. Lady A, I caught you one or two times before. You and Dwina, y'all, bring in more than one pin and helpers. No cheating tonight. I got people watching you. Somebody's under your table as we speak. So keep your legs closed.
Oh,
make it dangerous. Mm-hmm. So there will be no further ranting, Queen Aguina. You didn't already told Van how you felt. All right. So we're gonna get into Yeah, yes, excuse me. I had a little bit of that E and J peach. It was good, too. So we're about to get into the thing. I got some stuff for y'all. I'm going to let the cursing begin. I got some shit for that ass tonight. Since y'all cheating last week. And I'm going to give y'all a warm-up one. I got a real major one in here, and it's a big one. I would love to start off with that. But that's going to be the big dog. You want to start off with the big? No. Let's go down. Poetic, could you give a rundown of what we do here when we pick up our pen for those who may be listening online and that may not understand what we're about to get into? We're getting into this, picking up the pen early tonight. The mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, here at the Soul Cafe on this episode of Pick Up Your Pen, you will be given phrases, advised how many times to use them within a piece. There will be a song selection that is played. You have until the end of the song selection to craft a piece based off of the phrases that were given. And he'd throw a twist and tell you exactly what genre to write. So, are you ready for Pick Up Your Pen? I know I am.
I'm ready.
For real.
Thank you, Van. All
my
right.
Pleasure, sir.
The phrases we're going to start off with tonight as a warm-up. Yes, Jay, are you ready as well?
Yes, sir, I'm ready to go.
All righty, then. We're gonna start off with some heartache on tonight. Let's see what I have for you guys. All right, we're gonna do some heartache. We're gonna use these four phrases. We're gonna use these phrases in their order. The last phrase I give you, we don't need to hear that before we hear one, two, and three. Keep the phrases in their order. Use them once in the piece. What else should I be saying?
Did you
Again,
just say,
there will
I'm
be
sorry,
no cheating.
Sorry, sir. Did you say the last phrase you want used before one, two, and three?
No,
I want them in their order.
Okay.
I don't want
to
hear
okay.
four
just
before I hear
to make
one,
sure.
two, and three.
Just
that was good.
Sure. Thank you for clarifying. You know, there are some people who, you know, like you said, like to cheat. So we'll make sure that we clarify.
Yeah.
So everyone knows what they're listening for.
Now, listen, I will give you this. Listen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, worms and snails. I will give you this. After you complete the first task of using the phrases in their order, you can then mix them up how you want to if you're going to continue to use the phrases more than once. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like you can take phrase number three, write it anywhere you want to, write phrase four anywhere you want to after you first use them in their proper order.
Sensei?
This?
Sensei?
Yes, sir.
Please tell them not to write a whole piece just using all of the phrases. The whole piece cannot just be the phrases. Thank you, since you're giving out
You can't lock the phrases together and use them as one piece. For some of you, I'm getting from Mr. Poetic, who pointed that out, must have done that at one point or another. So separate the phrases, y'all. Let's be creative. Let's be diligent in what we do. This piece is heartache. Okay? The first phrase is granny panties. Granny panties. Pantaloons. Okay? For those of you who speak Spaniards. Granny panties. The second phrase, tools and snails, is stiff as a board. Stiff as a board. Those of you just listening in, feel free to write along with us. If your name, it happens to be Edwina, please press one so that your what's the name can show up in this John.
Okay.
Oh, we're missing a person. Is that the hider down there? Poetic.
That's
is
a
that,
clear
is that, shout. Is that? Okay. Let's get that up there.
But I do see that Divine Inspiration is joined. He's pressed one.
Okay. Oh, I might have to refresh my page. I ain't seeing all that. I ain't seeing all that.
Granny panties, stiff as a board. Let's go.
Give me 1 second, y'all. Let me read. Oh, I do see Divine Inspiration. Oh, he has his hands up. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen.
He ready.
Playing the church harmonica is divine inspiration. Welcome to the show. Baby, baby, let's get a bit of that harmonica, bro.
Hi, baby. Hi, the baby.
Oh, no, him and Gina, they got to get together. Y'all got to get it together. Paul.
Yeah.
Are you here?
Yes, I'm here. I don't think I'm here.
Well,
yeah,
like
I'm here.
You got that party going on in the background.
Okay.
You got that
Will you
party
be joining us with
ticket?
Are you picking up your pen?
Yes. You got
okay,
two of the phrases done, right?
Yes, sir. All right. Phrase number
he's
three.
Paying attention.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got it. Phrase number three is cross-eyed. Cross-eyed. It's E-Y-E-D.
Wow.
With a D at the end, just for those who can't hear D sounds for whatever reason. Cross-eyed. Yes, Jay, are you writing?
Yes, I'm writing down the prompts.
Okay, that was a trick question. I'm glad you said the prompts. All right. Yeah. The third phrase is cross-eyed, y'all. Number four, and the final phrase to this piece, is what's that smell? What's that smell? Gina Storm, what are you doing? She's writing, y'all.
You said this is funny.
No, I'm
She's
just
correct.
Trying to figure out what that smell is. If you say words like granny panties, oh, my God. I know what the smell is. Okay.
Oh, damn. Once again, this is a heartache piece. I want to feel the pain.
It's those stiff granny panties. Oh. That's the smell, but okay.
Yes. I want to hear the smell. I mean, you got me talking crazy now. I want to hear the smell.
You want to hear the smell?
I want to feel I want to feel the pain of the smell. All right. Y'all acting real silly tonight already. All right. Let's get it together. Take a deep breath, everybody, for real. One, two, three. All right. Let me go through the phrases again because some of you are cheating. Granny panties, stiff as a board, cross-eyed, that smell. This is heartache. I want to feel the pain and the misery. Do you understand? Pick up your pens.
When I wait, I fumble and twist till the truth starts to click. There's so much space in this bread. These sheets go from us, dreams of your smile. I don't want to be just a memory, and I don't want to feel your wings break free. Because without you, I'm lost in the breeze. I gotta be strong now, I gotta show you how I love you like I've never ever loved somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough, my time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. If you just let me, if you just let me, just let me. The taste of your lips is still fresh, and the smell of your scent, how could I forget? Your words, how they cut me to shreds. But to tell you the truth, every piece is for you. I don't wanna be just a man. gotta show you how I'll love you like I've never ever loved somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. Ooh, if you just let me. Ooh, if you just let me. Ooh, just let me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Cause I think I might do anything for you.
Y'all ain't finished after two songs?
Thank you. Put them down. Thank you, man.
I thought it was put the pens down.
pins
we
down.
Picked up our pins.
What did I say?
Right?
You said pick up your pins.
There will be a slight. There will be a slight deduction for the first mutineer. 2 points for running your face, Miss Curly.
Oh, shit.
All right. There's a slight deduction for causing mutiny and for colluding band medals. That's a half a point. 1.5 points for you for joining in.
Hey, listen. We're not going to start the stroke off deducting points right away. No, this is just the first installment. Okay, baby.
He gonna call. You know what? This is what I'm talking about. All right. All righty then. All right, put your pins down, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Just Jay. I don't hear you.
Uh-huh.
I need to hear you.
You got clapping.
Okay. Okay, I meant to say Gina. Okay. I don't hear. When I don't hear you, I know that you're still ready.
Oh.
I need to hear you.
I don't have to cheat. I can freestyle.
No.
I will deduct you a whole 5 points, Gina. I will deduct you. See what she called out?
I love to use my frequent flyer miles just so I can throw punches for real. Don't play with me.
I told you to leave your superpowers at home the last time. Oh, she called me Charlie. Hey, I told you to leave your superpowers home. We're going to start at the bottom, ladies and gentlemen.
But I got you. Okay.
We're going to start at the bottom. I can't wait to see what y'all got.
It's impossible for me to finish because I would have been taking off my socks. But thank you.
Me too. That's why I played another song because I really wanted y'all to get into it. I started getting into it. Okay, and I know Van got something hot. All right, so we're going to start at the bottom. No more writing.
Yeah, you gave me two songs, bro. You know I got something hot.
Oh, I'm waiting to hear. I know you're cussing somebody out. We're going to start with Queen Drina.
Really?
Drina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can put your pen down. Yeah.
Okay.
The mic is
yours. All right. Here it goes. I'm not afraid of you for real. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. With this wish, I prayed that he could unkiss my lips. Wish his tenderness never existed. I mean, I was living off the breath he spent. I wish I could change, but I'm left a ball of clay. He had me. We go back like how he. I'm not done. He had me. We go back like hot water bottles and granny panties. Man, I wish he could unkiss me, unbliss me, remove the singe left on my lips, unlive the memories I cannot no longer afford to call them days. Bathe in sun rays, rock hard body stiff like a board. I can't afford to live in the memory of this. Unkiss me. I am remiss to continue living life like this. You were perfectly cut from my dreams. You brought out the best in me until you decided to bring out the stress in me, the vexed in me. Loving you felt like necromancy. I became the lover of cold, dead things and a heart still full of your memories, a living ghost. What's that smell? It's your cologne dragging me to hell, but he may as well. You never loved me like I loved you. Unkissing me is the least that you can do. I fumbled through that so badly. I'm sorry, but I just wrote it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. We know that over here. We know that. We got you. But you know what? I don't want to give my my thing. I want to give it so bad, but, you know, I get cussed out for giving it first over here. Let's start up at the top with that. Let's go with Poetic. What did you think of that?
Well, after careful deliberation of hearing her use the phrases of making sure that she did not cheat, as you like to call it out, she stumbled over that piece, which lets us know that it was freshly written. She definitely put her pen down because if she had not put her pen down, she would have polished it off, you know, in her Zwina way. But I really think that this was a good start. This is a great start to pick up your pen. Great work.
Mm,
put me on the front. And I didn't even have a chance to do it, but okay. Thank you.
It was dope, but I ain't going to get mine yet. Miss Curly?
Yes, honestly. Okay, I am such a fan. I have to put, I don't want to be biased, so. I loved what you did with it. Aside from your stumbling, which is a good thing, like Poetic said, mm-hmm. that lets us know that it was freshly written. I think your wordplay is amazing. I loved it. And you did. You used all the phrases. Okay, the right way.
Thank you.
So yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate
just
it.
Don't be scary.
Jay.
Don't be scary.
Jay, man.
Your take on that? Let me break it down a little bit further. Anything you pinpoint in there? Anything stuck out to you? What's your thoughts of that piece?
I like the way that the stream of consciousness that had went with it. Even though it was two pieces, she was gone. She was out there running to the point where she actually had started getting to the point where she started getting exhausted on the actual half the performance side of it. That was nice. The framework is beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Gina Storm.
Oh, hell, it's my turn. Okay.
Well, what did you think of that piece?
Oh, what I thought of the piece, thank you, because I didn't want to go. I thought
you're still writing.
Job,
yeah,
she was talking about tripping over it, but here's my thing, and I need everybody to understand this. I don't care who you are and how long you've been poeting. If you just wrote it, you need to read it through before you read it on the mic, and I'm sure she didn't have time to do that because you didn't allow it. So I think that in and of itself, because, it ain't easy to do. And I was thinking that extra song helped tremendously, or I would have been taken off my socks. So, yeah, loot that queen. You did that at a win. Thank you. And with the prompts, and the prompts were actually, because I read them to my mama before I started writing. My mom was like, "Ugh, what you going to do with that?"
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. All right. Well, thank you,
job.
Gina. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All
thank
right.
You.
Lady A.
Yes. I think
what did you think of
that Edwina, you have a beautiful mind. I think you took this little bit of poetry in those few lines and turned it into a romantic poem. And I think because of the nature of the pick up your pen, that your stumbling should not even be counted as a penalty of any kind. I think that should be forgiven automatically because of the short time in which we have to write. So I thought you did well. I thought you did brilliantly.
Oh, thank you, Lady A.
Welcome.
Thank you, Lady A. Divine Inspiration.
Yes, sir. I have... only comment I can say is wow. When I heard those prompts, you know, I got silly. But she was able to take those silly prompts and really write something meaningful, something like Lady A say something romantic. And that speaks volumes for her creativity. And mm-hmm. if I have to go on next, that makes me upset because I don't know how to follow something like that. That piece was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Okay, that was it, Paul? That was good. That was good that you pointed that out.
Yeah.
That was good. I want to say, now I get to say, I like to, let me get the first four lines of that piece, Edwina.
With this wish, I pray that you could unkiss my lips. With this tenderness, wish this tenderness never existed. I mean, I wish... I was living off the breath you spent. I wish I could change, but I'm left a ball of clay.
I was taken aback by the way you started. You know, just like mm-hmm. I said, we like to get up into the head of each other over here. And mm-hmm. something made me ask the question, how did she come up with this wish, which I thought it was beautiful I liked your start. I loved it. And this repetitious usage of unkiss my lips. That was something I said to myself, damn, I'd like to use that in a piece. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Yeah, that's what it was when you guys, on the other night, on when we were doing Date Night Differently, the kissing part two, we were talking about all of these different, and I'm like, that idea came to me, but I couldn't think of anything to do with it. Sometimes you have an amazing kiss with someone, and then everything mm-hmm. else about that will fall flat. And it's like, if I could take that kiss back, maybe I could take my heart back.
Mm.
Undo all the moments. Maybe if I unwrap myself from that person, then I can, that's what I'm
going. let me ask you this. Somebody else may be thinking about it, whatever, but what was the part that you already had in your head? Was it the unkiss these lips? Or this wish?
Yeah, unkiss my lips.
Okay, yeah. I've never thought about writing a piece using. Who is playing music?
I don't know, but somebody out of body.
Did somebody put us on hold?
All right. My comment was, it was this. I heard one time from a man who said.
That's not even true.
He said, because I used to always say, I wish I could take back the sex that I gave you. But he said the thing that hurt him the most was when someone said, I wish I'd never kissed you. Okay. And that's worse than taking your sex back. So,
And I think that's what Poetic was saying.
I felt it in my core.
Yeah. That's what Poetic was saying on the mic.
Okay, so I'll say this, and there is no, we're not even going by stumbling over and anything like that, because like I said, and everybody knows, we're picking up our pens over here, so thank you for that, Lady A, and there's no, she's not going to get, criticized for that at all. I thought it was a dope piece, and now that you have something that you can sit back and polish up for real, the way you want to at some point in time. I like that. All right. Thank you, Edwina. We're going to go to Divine Inspiration. Paul, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I remember back in the day when I was staying with Gramps and his wife, I saw something that absolutely changed my life. His life was bent over with nothing on but granny panties. And Gramps Wood was sticking the boy. And what I saw made me cry. Oh, Lord. Gramps must have did his thing because his wife was smiling and laying there all cross-eyed. And that was how his wife died. Gramps bent over, saying, what the hell? Took a dump on her, and all anyone could say was, what's this now? The agony of the ecstasy of the loss of his wife made Gramps so despondent. He lost the will to continue on this thing called life. And that's that piece.
Yo. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to need you to on your next go round to speak up a little louder. I was losing you a little bit. I just want to say this because I'm not going to give my take yet. But this is the second piece. You started off with bending over somebody. I just want people to know that. Let's go to Edwina. What did you think of that piece? Y'all remember what he did last week? Pastor went in.
It was very creative. I was I almost choked just now. He went somewhere very different. Fun with that. The topic, that was...
It was funny.
It was funny. It was well illustrated. And I didn't want to be in the room with the images that went into my head, but thank you for painting them so vividly. You did.
Oh, yeah, Paul, you did. Yeah. All right. Lady A.
I didn't hear the whole thing. I couldn't hear you at all. So I can't really give you a comment. I can give you a comment on your voice, but I didn't. Could you put it in the event page so I can read it, or we can read it?
Yeah, I can do that.
That would be great. Yeah. So I know that what I did catch was great, and I'd like to read the whole thing. It's not fair for me to give a comment and not really knowing the full deal, you know.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I
was
definitely
so yes. Yeah. Yeah, see, now you sound real. You up there now. I don't know what you were doing, how you were performing that, but we were losing it. I can hear it, but I couldn't feel the oomph in it because it was a little low at certain parts. But from what I heard, it was funny. It was creative. I might as well give my take now. It was creative. And I thought it was nice. I thought it was nice for what we're doing here. So just be a little bit, think about your performance side of it on the next go round. We're going to go to Gina Storm.
Thank you.
Okay, so Pastor Paul, it was low for everybody else, but I can hear better than I can see. So I didn't miss any of it. And I have grandparents who actually were married multiple times, but they married each other twice. So when you talk about grandparents and their love for each other and what they do, and then when the question is posed, what is that smell? It took me to a very familiar place. So it was comical and familiar for me. So thank you for the memory as well as it was palatable. I could actually smell what you were talking about.
Wow.
That's still a good
thing.
Yes.
Thank you, Gina. And when we say we want to get into
Monday.
The heads of our fellow poets, when we talk about getting into the heads of our fellow poets, at this moment, I really don't want to get in the head of that poet right there where he thought to write his piece about grandparents and bending over. All right, we're going to go to Just Gay.
Hey, Paul, this poem right here has some of everything in it, man. At first, I wasn't, like, fully listening. And this was the type of poem that it had a build-up, and it was going different places, and then one thing led to the next. To do this in such a short amount of time, bro, this right here is epic. I would love to hear what the finished piece sounds like. Like Gina, I could hear you fine. But it was one of those things where I would have to go ahead and tune in to that wavelength that you was on. But this is, I like this. I would like to hear this.
I
want
to hear the rest.
Well, I guess.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to have to take that under consideration. Add some more.
All right. Yeah, be mindful of that. Be mindful of that. Danielle.
Absolutely.
okay. Ooh, a lot of static. Ooh, a lot of static. I didn't get a chance to hear everything, Paul, because you was a little distorted, but I did hear the bending over part. For the most part, like I said, I couldn't really hear it. But I know it was something good. I know it was something good. I would catch the nasty part right though. But
I don't know if that's a Philly thing or what, because it seems like that's what both of you Philadelphians had noticed. I can't say that in the last two pieces or not. I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
You ain't got to. You already. This is validated by your piece. You said it yourself. I know you said it because I was there when you said what you said.
I don't remember.
Thank you, Ms. Pearly.
But I felt the emotion in it. I felt the emotion in it. Okay.
You felt the pain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Thank you, Ms. Curley. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Poetic.
I'd like to take this time right now to say that the doors of the church are open. I understand some of you have missed Sunday night's Inspiration Factory, and I would like to extend an offering for you to come on down to the altar and lay those things out before the Lord right now. Pastor Slinky,
right there.
You should be the first one there. But, hey man, but I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the piece, man. I enjoyed the piece, man. You know, you like doing these challenges with the pick up the pen because it allows you to it frees up your pen and you just go for it. And you did that with this piece, you know. I mean, you know, bending things over and that question to what's that smell and the way that you used it. Like Zuena said, yeah, I don't want to be with those images in my head. So, yeah.
Well, this is Halloween, you know, so you know, I figured something scarier. No, different.
Yes. All right. All right. Well, we're going to keep it flowing. Thank you, Paul, for that piece, man. You're crazy. Something wrong with you. All right. We're going to go to the next person. We're going to go to Lady A.
Yes. Okay. She came in via ambulance. Once in bed, we undressed her, taking off her granny panties. They could stand on their own. Stiff as a board, brown and yellow stains. We were all cross-eyed. Then, what's that smell? Fumes could be seen wafting up in the air. That was perma-smell. It was a heartache to know no one was looking after her at home. Her brother left her on the bathroom floor for 3 days. We did our best. So many live in these conditions at home, helpless, hopeless. We did our best. We bathed her, washed her hair, clean sheets, warm blankets, comfort measures provided, and held her hand, and she was transported. End peace. True story.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Wow.
Okay.
Yo.
That was kind of deep there.
we're
going to go with Adelina. What did you think?
Yeah, I was saying that I feel like Lady A definitely brought the heartache factor into this, the string of prompts that you gave. That was, wow. And it's taking it and apply it to a real life scenario that happened. And I can imagine taking those prompts in that direction, but you really made them fit. And you definitely, you know, brought a lot of emotion out of me too, and it was very vivid. That was really well written. It was well written, and especially in the time that we had.
Thank you very much.
All righty. We're gonna take Just Jay.
Well, after listening to you and Paul's pieces, I didn't take my telephone and set it on fire. I ain't about to do my piece now, y'all. Sorry.
What did you think of her piece?
I liked it. I liked it for the same reasons that Edwina has said about the taking these prompts and putting it to a real life thing, and it pulled the prompts totally out of the place that they was. The imagination that Paul used with his was like demonstrated in this too by going in a totally different place. What was the driver for you? Did you listen to the music as you were doing this?
Well, I was listening to the music the whole time I did it, but when he gave the prompts, I knew I was going to write about it because it just fit. And I didn't cheat. I did not start writing until the music started playing.
Okay.
No.
Okay, let's get one more. Let's get one from Poetic.
I was muted.
My bad. Whose piece? We're talking about Paul's piece. No, Lady A piece.
We're talking
okay.
Lady A.
I'm back. Okay, here's where I was thrown off. Because Paul talked about those granny panties, and then Lady A came right back and said that those panties could stand on their own. I was stuck right there. Then she said it was a true story, and I got that image in my head. Like, dang, them things must have been Rock City, just rocking.
Listen, you wouldn't believe some conditions people come in. Yep, absolutely.
But for it to be a true story, and the way that you use the phrases to bring that imagery to us, that was pretty good. I really enjoyed that. Thank you for that.
Thanks very much.
Hey. Okay. So thank you for that, Lady A. Did I give my take on that? Yeah, I thought about the standing up of the granny panties was kind of, ooh, I was like, wow, where'd she come up from that? You know, where'd she get that from? I thought it was dope. I thought it was like everybody took the words from me. I'm going to have to go with mine first the next time. But, yeah, that was dope. You used your time wisely. We're going to keep
Thank
it
you.
Moving. We're going to go up to, and I hope she left her superpowers at home. It's time for to hear from Gina Storm. Gina, are you still writing, finishing your piece?
No. I heard my name. I was talking to my mama,
okay.
And I was like, wait, hold on, mommy. I heard my name. What happened?
We're gonna need some proof that you're talking to your mom. We're going to need some proof because I think you were still writing.
Hold on. My mama will vouch for me. And I don't know bullshit, but if I'm telling the truth, my mama will vouch. Mom, wasn't I just talking to you?
Yeah.
Hello? Mommy said yeah. So, since I was talking to mommy.
Hold up. I'm going to have to deduct your mom for 2 points for saying it the way she said it.
Deduct the way you said yeah. You don't understand. My mama actually grew up in the projects in Chicago. She's not like me. I have a filter, and then I choose violence. She has no filter
because
violence is her go-to. You don't want to try her.
Oh, okay.
So
never mind.
You from
All right.
Right. But
so
said, never
we're gonna you sure your mom didn't write the piece for you? I think she probably wrote the piece
for
you.
No, my mama didn't write the piece for me. Hold on. But when I told her what the prompt was, she was like, what you going to do with that?
Yeah, we're going to see what you did with it. The mic is yours.
Okay, mommy, I'm going to read my piece in front of you because he said he want to know what I did with the prompts. Hold on 1 second. Because we're live right now in living color. And I already told you my mama's not the one. So the prompts were granny panties, stiff as a board, cross-eyed, and what's that smell? This is my piece. I hate this time of the month. My ass is covered with granny panties. Angry and cramping, wine drinking, chocolate eating, my back is stiff as a board. I'm too upset to be bothered. Your arousal left me cross-eyed and angry, ready to fight tonight. And then you slowly began removing your clothes, now shoes. I wrinkle my nose. What's that smell? Violence is my next move. Trust and believe. Family on your side are about to grieve because you mistakenly tried me, sadly, and I'm going She-Hulk, a mutant named G, a Category 5 storm named Jenny. Really? In peace.
Okay. Oh.
Mom laughed.
You know what? If you would have gave me any more, I would have called cheating. I'm telling you.
If I had done any more, he would call cheating, Mom.
You were starting to go in. Okay, you did good.
I was super duper mad. Right. I can't do smell.
Let me ask.
I have a heightened inspiration. Smell. So if something is stinky, I can't do it.
Divine inspiration.
All
what did you think of that?
All I got to say is, Gina, I ain't going to never make you mad. You done went.
Thank you,
Pastor
Paul. appreciate that.
You know,
with
She-Hulk on him? I mean, for real, though?
He said She-Hulk.
But that was creative. That had me cracking up over here. That was very creative. I like that. And you talking about
my mama put her viral hands over her face while I was spitting my piece.
All
right, thank you, Paul.
You say she has no filter.
All right, thank you, Paul. Miss Pearly.
As a me being a woman, I understand the smell from a certain time of the month. And I'm a little confused. Was Gina talking about he was trying to get some from you, or he was just getting on your nerves?
He was trying to get some, and his feet stank. While I was wearing granny panties,
I was
stiff as a board because his arousal made me angry enough to let him know that I don't know what that smell is. But ain't nothing happening.
Oh, I've dealt with that too. Okay. So I totally understand.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Oh yeah.
I like what you. Yeah, I've been through that. Trust me.
I've been married and divorced twice. One of my husbands did not have good hygiene.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Well, it's horrible. I like what you did with that. That was cool. All right.
All right, Miss Pearly.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm. Just Jay.
It was kind of all over the place. I thought it was going to start out as a snuff film at first, and then it kind of started marinating into this one area. But I liked it. And for me, it wasn't too polished. It was right on time for your period of time that you should have done this in.
Mm-hmm.
Is a snuff film a porno?
It's when somebody dies.
I make fun of pornography. So thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Kind of porn, please.
All right. Thank you, Just Jay. All right. Van, you want to go in one time on this?
Hey, man. At first, I'm listening, and I was waiting for the heartache, but then I realized. That everything that was going on in the piece, I guess for her, it was definitely a heartache because she couldn't get what she wanted either. That's why she was angry, mad. You know. But I get it. Good piece, Jenna. I get it.
Okay, it's real now.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Van, for pointing out. Thank you that. And that's where I was thinking. I love the piece. I love every and like I said, if she would have kept on going at the end of that, I would have thought she cheated because she started going in with the with her rhyming scheme and her flow. I said, ooh, thing that it was lacking to me was the heartache part of it. I think that you went lightly on the genre.
Here's the thing. I know the day of the month. So if I'm looking at the calendar, mm-hmm. Negro, you know just like I know that ain't nothing happening. So you can undress slowly if you want to and try to seduce me, but ain't nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
So the
I
fact
that
I'm this and wearing granny panties with cramps and your whatever stinks, usually his feet.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is this, ain't nothing happening, and I might fight you. Okay,
I get that, Gina. Yet, don't try to win your way out. I'm just telling you. Yet, the pain of heartache, I didn't get a little bit of that. Now, I hear what you're saying. It might be heartache for that time of the month. Might be painful for that time of the month. But I didn't get the pain within the piece, the heartache. But it was a good piece. And I'm just going to leave it there. All right? And I thank you, though.
Because you usually call me a cheater, and I appreciate you.
You didn't cheat. You wrote a very nice piece.
I did not cheat.
I just need more pain. I need more pain and suffering from you. So practice.
Oh, next time somebody's
going to
die. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to practice your pain and suffering through the week. And that's that piece. Moving up to your co-partner. I know he brought some pain and some suffering. I can guarantee how this is going to come out. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, Jay, the mic is yours.
All right. Fingertips barely touching. The drizzle in the rain hides my pain, pulls me from the natural refrain, as run my fingers down the middle of your ridges. As my body melts over into yours, your granny panties feel like silk against my face. As I give one deep inhale, cross-eyed love, your face. I love watching you look into space. I tie this nebula around your waist. Your private eye is on the case. What's that smell? A dog on the grill and a fresh cut apple pie on the windowsill. Gotta take my socks off. I ain't get a chance to go through twice.
Yo, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna give it to you. I ain't waiting for everybody right now because they be taking all my stuff. I thought it was when you started off. I love the way you started that off. The somberness in your voice, your cadence brought the pain for me. The heartache type of feel. You set the scene with your cadence to me. Your writing was crazy. I was like, I started to call cheat on you in the middle. I really did. I was like, look, this is cheating right here. I'm serious. I started to call cheat on you. I don't know what everybody else thought.
I have been reading.
Did anybody?
But I haven't been altering nothing.
You was going in, and if you would have took it any more, I would have called cheat on you, bro. I thought that was dope. Let me hear some poetic.
Hey man, I think it was too short for all the time that he had. I felt like that he got the phrases in, and you know, he kind of just wrote to just what he had with the phrases and put his pen down and walked away. And I think he came back realizing that oh the song was over, but it was too short for me, JJ. I mean, it was dope, but it was too short. I mean, you had plenty of time
to
cultivate
that. It took me
that
long to write that much, bro. It actually took me two songs to write that much, I swear.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I know.
Let me say this. Let me jump in here real quick. Is it because I'm saying this. It seemed like you thought it well out to get it so intricate. It was very intricate. It wasn't just playing through to use the words and the phrases, and it was intricate in that short period of time. That's why I said I was really caught cheat on you from the way you had formed that piece together. Okay.
I was editing
that.
That's where your time went.
Okay, because I agree with Van. Yeah, I like to hear more of that. You have something to work on, bro. The dog in the windowsill, that was a Jess J move right there. You know, Jess J got to play something kind of crazy up in his pieces, you know. But that was dope, man. Let's get one more. Edwina, what you think of that? Well, wait a minute. Hold up, Edwina. I haven't heard from Lady A in a minute. Lady A, what did you think of that?
Well, you know, I thought that it was good. I agree with you that it was a bit too short, but I think that the essence of it came through. Again, I like to read so that it can, you know, you can stay with it and go along each line to kind of dissect it, but overall I think it was good. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. All right. I thought it was a nice piece, man. I thought if you have time, you could really put something together with that piece right there, because like I like the interest. I can't say the word altogether, but I liked it. I liked what you did with it, but you just used your time in formulating that. You know. And it's nothing wrong with an unfinished piece that has quality to it, you know, when we talk about quality over quantity or whatever. But that's, like, once again, that's something that you can, because that was what you did in that little bit of time was fabulous. I liked it. Did. So thank you, bro. We're going to move up to the guitarist, the one and only Miss Pearlie, y'all. Miss Pearlie. Are you still editing your piece?
Editing, man. I'm over here unraveling a shirt of yarn.
That's what you call it.
You want me to give commentary, or you want me to do my piece?
You ready to hear your piece?
Okay. All right. He was my air, my earth, at one time. But for what I believed was supposed to be the best part of my life beginning. Turned from my fairy tale to an endless nightmare when he broke my heart by putting me down after my weight gain from childbirth. And I had to wear granny panties. Though necessary, they become my least favorite kind. And he let me know how unattractive I was to him because he no longer would get stiff as a board when I was undressed. Looking at me all cross-eyed when I tried to tell him how it was breaking me with his words and actions, causing depression in me. I almost didn't snap out of it, but when he hollered in public, "What is that smell?" after I passed gas, I woke up, realizing he didn't care if he embarrassed me or not. I'm done allowing pieces of me to be sampled for pain's effect. At peace.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah, and that was my truth, y'all. I went through that shit.
You were telling the truth at the cafe. Let's hear from Jess J.
Hey, I thought it was sensuous. I thought it was, you took the prompts, and on paper, the prompts look a certain way. You took these prompts, and you did something different with them. You went ahead and twisted them, and you did the mastery over them. I've been loving what I've been hearing with the way people have been doing these prompts, because these prompts are not the most cooperative prompts it is. This was nice. I like the progression of this relationship. Or whatever this thing was that was in here. This is the
question. Question.
Yes, thank you.
When you said sensuous, Jess J, what did you get that felt sensuous? I mean, where did you, just tell me about that. Did you actually feel that was sensuous?
It was actually her whole approach to it. Sensuousness doesn't mean that, you know, like, well, we move very slowly as we did the same things we would do erotically. It's just the whole feeling of it. It's the mm-hmm. smell, the taste, and the mood of it. And she captured all those different things that it gave me a real intimate feeling. And sensuous is the thing
so,
that came up from.
In the way that she painted that picture for us. As the viewers. Okay. I mean, I'm just asking because everybody receives things in a different way. I think she has a sensuous nature to her, so that can easily be picked up. So I just wanted to throw that out there as part of what we do over here, y'all, and going into the heads of each other, you know? And some of us, you know what? Because this is no joke. Okay, let me just give you an example of that. Kimbrella Renee had did a piece one time. Okay, and because everybody feels about Kimbrella the way they feel about her when she does her pieces. She did this piece, and everybody took it as though she was doing erotica, and she was doing a consciousness piece.
Mm.
And it was a lot of oohs and ahs in it. And she couldn't understand why they were getting that feeling from her doing that piece. You know, so like I say, people receive things in a different way. So I understand that. I just wanted to point that out. Let me get another. Let me get Edwina.
Yes. I think, I'm a fan of LaPerla Negra's work. And I think the fact that her approach to it was so self-inflected. It's like, you know, it was a reflection of self in these moments in her life. You know what I mean? And I think that there was an approach to the senses in doing that. It was very intimate in nature, because when you're that open about something that's going on so personal in yourself and how it really affects you, because we can always say that it didn't. We can always not be that honest about how those things took place. But I think you were very honest about some very personal things, and you took the prompts and you made them more serious than and more heartbreaking than, you know, I could imagine. And I can tell that came from a very genuine place, and that made it more intimate than I, you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So there you have it. Sensuous, intimate. Let's hear from Poetic.
I thought it was transparent.
Yeah.
Transparent.
Intimately transparent. And a great use of the working of the phrases into her truth, which any good poet should be able to do. And she demonstrated that with this piece. But you had me with that thought line, girl. Woo!
I knew it. I knew y'all, somebody was going to say something.
I was like, what now? Wait, what?
Go ahead, Miss Pearly.
Go ahead now. That's a different kind of pheromone. Bring the boys to the yard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. All right, Poetic. Thank you. Let's go to Lady A.
Hi. I felt you deeply in this piece. I felt you in a way that you exposed yourself in such a way that was painful. I could feel how you must have felt when that took place, and I want to commend you on sharing that in that way tonight with these prompts, because it was quite courageous of you to speak to that type of intimacy that you went through. I think it's an amazing right, considering all. And all the we have fun with it and everything, but you know, you really brought home true heartache.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Miss Pearly, you seem to have done your thing on that thing right there. I'm not even going to take you down that rabbit hole. But that was dope. And the way that we can tap into our inner workings and pull a reference to what we're going to write out and allow our feelings. And that's what I like my feelings to write my piece. I like my emotions to write my pieces. I can't say that I didn't have time to have emotions when I wrote my piece. but yeah, but that's what you guys did, and that's what you just did. So, you said, go ahead with yourself, girl. You ain't even cheat.
Thank you. It was the length of the two songs, though, that helped me. So, thank you for that. I was hoping you would give us a little more time, mm-hmm. and that you did. So, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Trolley. I ain't even going to mess with you this time around. And I feel bad about that because I like messing with you. All right. So, we're going to move up to last year's Cheetah of the Year. Yeah. Okay. That was a double-edged sword. That was a double-edged sword. Take that how you want it. to last year's cheater of the year, Mr. Poetic. And everybody's waiting to hear what you got, man. Everybody, the anticipation of hearing it is on lit. It's on fleek right now. See how I'm bringing you aboard? See how I'm bringing you aboard?
I
hope
see,
this is like your first piece.
Only to call me a cheetah at the end of it, but okay, I got it. I'm ready.
No, man, you know, back in the day when they wanted to duel with you, they slapped you with a glove, and, you know, and
blah, blah.
You know, so anyway, that had nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but the mic is yours, broski.
Thank you, bro. I knew it was over when she wore granny panties to bed every night. It sure wasn't that time of the month, right? So each night I laid stiff as a board, holding on to hope that our love would be rekindled. I was going cross-eyed, worrying about our damaged relationship that has dwindled. I kept asking myself, what's that smell? I was in too much pain to tell. The obvious thought was, it was the scent of another man. It was the scent of heartbreaking over and over again. That's when I said, I just can't write anymore. So I put down my pen and listened to the Love Jones score, praying my feelings match my emotions, because I don't want to pick up my pen and lose my heartfelt devotions that I scribe in the candlelight, searching for the right words as tears stain my pages tonight. How can someone love you then hate you at the same time? I need to drown my sorrows in a glass of wine. I've lost my ability to want to make love to another. My soul's tied is tied to her soul. I love her. Poem.
Yo.
Wow.
Yo. Hey, let's go with Edwina. Edwina?
I am steady running my mouth on mute. I apologize. But, yeah, I can't believe you came up with that in a short amount of time. That was breathtaking. That took us down a whole story, a story stream of thought on the heartbreak that you experienced. And you were able to incorporate those. Like, when I started out, the prompts seemed silly. They seemed silly together in the beginning, but once everyone was able to take them in all these different directions, it's just like it didn't seem that way. And you definitely, again, turned it around and turned it into a different direction and made it your own. And that was very dope, very dope piece.
Thank you.
Divine inspiration.
Yes, sir. For me, I mean, it was an awesome write. But I got the feeling that it was kind of cathartic for you to write that. It felt like it was coming from something really real and something that you really had to, you know, face, if you will. It was an awesome write. And that also was very transparent.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. Definitely comes from a place of truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it attests to your faith, I think, that you are able to visit that, spit upon it, you know, get it out and overcome it. You know, cause if you don't have faith to get past a lot of things, you get stuck in there.
It's true. Thank you.
Gina Storm.
Okay, so what got me was a lot of people don't do their due diligence. They don't understand and appreciate the fact that we can actually smell. And if I smell someone else on you, I don't want you. Mm-hmm. And that in and of itself negates the whole situation. I don't care what you were doing. Damn the fact that it was that time of the month or you were wearing granny panties. I don't even want to comfort you. I don't want to rub your back. I don't want to comfort. Right. I want to make you chamomile tea. I don't want to make sure that you can get through that time of the month at ease. Because if I'm a man and I smell dude on you, oh, bitch, I'm sorry. And I try not to call women bitches. But if I were him, in that essence, in that moment, that's where I would be. And the fact that he was so cool about it lets me know that there's a reason why, you know, he was really smooth. He was that Colt 45 Negro that would let you believe that you won, even though he did, because he knows what you did. And he's not even going to treat you bad. And I love that about Poetic, because he knew and could have acted differently, but didn't. He's just going to be him. And I love that about him. The fact that he can hold on to his integrity and be who he was destined to be, regardless as to how trifling the woman in this situation was. So, absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah, I'm knowing.
Lady A?
You know, your writing shows your heart all the time, and this little piece is no different. I think you have a very sweet spirit and very sensitive soul, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your writing, and this was an expression of who you are, and I thought it was actually quite beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Who didn't go?
What? Can you see some commentary?
Did Just A do a commentary?
Yeah.
Everybody went. Okay. Well, I guess it's, oh, yeah. Damn, it's on me. Yo, bro.
I'm bad.
I don't even.
I didn't get a chance to hear that, man. In the beginning of your poem, I had got a telephone call. And when I came back, my phone was still unmuted. So I apologize about that to you, brother.
That's all right. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. All right, so I guess it's on me. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's on you, bro.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Gina, did you want to go?
No, we can hear you. I wanted to let you know that we were heard.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I would say that you used your time very wisely. I think my feeling was, I'm talking about you, not your piece too much. There's certain genres I've learned that you can go in on. And how we spoke about going into that, those files of who we are and what we've been through in life, how we can open one of those drawers and pull out something that'll give us the material to write with. And that's what you did on this piece. You pulled that file out, attached these phrases to it, and you took great usage of the time that we were allotted to write. And for you, you probably could have wrote this piece with just one song, because I think you once I announced the genre, something in you was like, okay, just bring it. The piece itself was transparent. Okay. And it was well written. I can't even because your integrity, I can't even call you out as a cheat. Although something parts of me want to, because it was that well written. And you know how we feel about it being well written over here and stuff like that. But you just, man, just a great student of the word, just student of the art. And you used the tools that you have in possession and did a great job. And that's what we all do here. That's what we all supposed to achieve too, you know. That's why I don't mind going up into the head of somebody else over in here, man. And that was dope, man. I'm trying to find words. And all I should be saying, that was a dope piece, man.
I appreciate it.
That was a dope piece, man.
I did finish it in one song, and I actually went to the bathroom and used the bathroom while I was writing it. So yeah.
Okay. Therefore, I would have to. That deserves a deduction for bragging. Braggadocious. Okay. Braggadocious. I need somebody.
You know what? You know what? That wasn't bragging. That was just speaking on what you had said about my ability. Mm-hmm.
It was human nature.
I got those files, bro. I got those files.
I need y'all to listen. He's digging a deeper hole. He's digging. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Like you said, you got it too. But it's excuse us, y'all. But for real, the mic is yours.
Yo, man, I wasn't finished writing. All right.
So you use the time to write. Okay.
Nah. I said that to be funny. Okay. All right. I have to get emotional because what I wrote is like, you know, it ain't shit. So I have to try to do something to embellish the emotion. Let me see where I ended at just so I can know where. Okay. All right. Let's see, y'all. All right. All I can remember on that tragic day were your granny panties hanging from the chandelier, full of fire, ash, flaming. You were so hot, and so was the love I had for you, my dear. You were reckless with your love. You broke my heart. I told you that you were good in bed, but you weren't. You were bad, stiff as a board, missionary. There was no room for me to plant my word. When you left, cross-eyed Gargamel, you sleestack, broke-back winch, I bleached every place where you sat at, where you been. You left a stagnant stench. Fried fish and old eggshells. What the hell? What's that smell? It still lingers. It stings, burns. Menace, what the fuck did I write right there? The stench of heartache, of being left. No chance. You were gone. You and your granny panties left me with no understanding. And now I need you to smell the level of my pain. I need you to see red in the stains, blemished sheets of anguish. I gave up a lot of shit. And you left me like this, bitch. All I can remember on that tragic day were your stained granny panties hanging from the chandelier. For real.
Damn.
I call cheats.
I need my inhaler.
This before.
Oh my
God,
that was hilarious.
Y'all stupid.
He looked right into that camera and knew that line. Let me tell y'all.
Oh, can I ask a question for real? Yeah. How the drones get on the chandelier?
Right.
I have no fucking idea. Next week.
Oh, for real, Chris.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know. I think it almost went erotic. It almost went sexual. It started off in the bed or something. I don't know where I was at. And it was a part in here. I don't know what the fuck I wrote. That's what I said. I don't know what the fuck it said. I can't even find it no more. I'm trying to actually find reckless with your life. I got all kind of typos in here, Edwina, so don't feel bad. As an example of how when we, you know, we mess up in our pieces sometimes. We know it, but the people listening don't know it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see that I wrote, like, my shit was really humorous, but I had to say it a certain way to set the tone, because I think I didn't remember to put pain in it until I used the phrases. So I got down further, you know, then I remembered it's supposed to be about pain or heartache or whatever. But I'm gonna tell y'all right now, for the life of me, I don't know what I wrote when I got to that certain part. So I had to put it in there. You left a stagnant. I'm still trying to find it. I'm gonna look at it later on. Burns.
Can you recognize it as words, or is it just like the grouping?
It's say that again.
Can you recognize individual words, or is it just the word groupings that's throwing you?
You know what? I think this is a word. It's a word that sounds like the word I wanted to use, but I spelled it differently because I didn't have time. But I swore that when I went across this, I would know what that word was and pronounce it. Right here it says, what's that smell? It still lingers. It stings. It burns. Minestrels. It's a minestrels. Minestros. It burns. Minestros. The stench of, I don't know what the fuck that word is. It could be. What it's supposed to say.
It might be many strokes, because I'm having one.
Maybe I'll just leave mini stroke. I'll call it that. All right, that was it. That was it.
Maybe it was that many was strolls because you've been there before.
I don't know. when I finally find out what that word is, believe me, I will inbox y'all the word. That is posted.
Please do.
It burns my nostrils. It burns my nostrils.
Was it minstrel?
Okay.
Oh,
the word is a run-on. I didn't write. It was M-I-N-I, which is for the M-Y space, nostrils. It still lingers. It stings. It burns my nostrils. The stench of heartache of being left. No chance where you go, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that was it. That was it. And now we're going to get into that masterpiece, y'all, okay, while we have time. This is a long piece. This is called Write a Haunted Tale. Write a Haunted Tale. You're in the haunted cafe, okay?
Oh, we're talking about
y'all ready?
Okay.
Yeah. This is writing. You got to put yourself in this castle, this dark castle. Okay, it ain't got to be about ghosts, demons, or whatever. Whatever's haunting to you or frightening to you. Write a tale, a haunted tale. And the subtitle of this is Name Calling. Name Calling. There are blanks within the passages of these phrases. You must fill those blanks with a name of someone in this cafe, those that are here.
Oh, wow.
Van, Danielle, Just Jay, Gina Storm, Lady A, Divine Inspirations, Edwina. Where the blanks are, you put a name there. Y'all feel me?
Okay.
For real,
now,
y'all
ready for the
favor?
Phrases? Yes.
Hold on, for real, could you also post them in the event page? I'm headed back to the house now, walking my dog. I'm rushing back. I can't write them down.
I don't know if I can post them in there. Let me see.
Maybe I could talk text them into my notes. All right, go ahead. You're going to make it do what you do.
All right. The first phrase is in the basement with his blank in his hands. Blank in the basement with his blank in his hands.
Now, you said the blanks, we got to put somebody's name.
Yeah.
So that first phrase, that second blank, we're going to have somebody's name in our hands?
I'm sorry about that. I forgot that was there. That's an object.
All right. Okay.
With an object in his hands.
Hey, can I get that one more time, bro?
Okay. right, blank in the basement with his blank in his hands.
I think you might want to rewrite
Paul,
that, bro.
Say it again.
I think
yeah,
you might want to rewrite that. Blank in the basement.
With
how about
blank
with his blank?
Blank, since the blank is a name, shouldn't it be blank is in the basement?
Yeah, or standing in the basement.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
And if you add an S to the end of somebody's name, like Larry's in the basement.
Okay.
Danielle's in the basement. Paul, it's in the event page.
Gotcha. I'm home now. I made it.
Okay, it's in the event page. Let me get back to where we at. Okay. Okay, the second one is blank is upstairs without any underwear.
Ooh.
Blank is upstairs without any underwear. Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
blank is upstairs.
Yeah. Blank is upstairs without any underwear. Got it.
Carries a bucket of scalding hot lube. Blank carries a bucket of scalding hot lube.
I'm sorry, scalding hot what?
Lube.
L-U-B-E.
Lube, Paul. Lube.
Lube. Okay.
So he'll add, bend over. Blank just ran out of his or her shoes, depending on who you're using that blank for. Just ran out of his or her shoes.
Ran out of or ran out with?
Of. O-F.
Okay.
Everybody got that?
Okay, let's get this straight. Blank in the basement with blank in his hand. Blank is upstairs without any underwear. Blank carries a bucket of scalding hot lube. And blank just ran out of his or her shoes.
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy. Okay.
Pick up your pens.
I need to be clear. I'm like, what? And the music. Oh.
This is a scary story. Very scary. Pick up your pen. Put them down. Put them down. Put your pens down. Sleep. Yeah. Yeah. Who needed more time?
I did.
I did. Okay. Somebody cheated. Who needed more time? Anyone?
Not me.
Nope.
Okay. We have plenty of time.
I'm good.
Oh, y'all like that? Okay. We're going to see. Let's start at the top. We're not going to give a critique. If you laugh, you know, if you think it's funny, laugh. If you don't laugh. All right? For the sake of time, we're going to start with Mr. Poetic.
All right. I stumbled upon this dark-lit castle in the vineyard, opened the door to hear Jess Jay in the basement with a machete in his hands. While I heard yelling and screaming coming from upstairs, I realized from the images so unfair that Edwina was upstairs without any underwear. Yelling, "Someone please help me, it's unfair that I'm being haunted and hunted by the ghost in this place." Danielle carries a bucket of scalding hot lube from outer space, waiting to be penetrated or to be willfully armed and ready. Van just ran out of his shoes because Jess Jay is all bloody. All the darkness within his castle has been foretold for years, revisiting everyone's fears, hoping that we can survive the night, not sure who's on our side tonight. But there's definitely a cold, eerie feeling. The chills up and down my spine alone is not appealing. But trying to understand what is happening with that hot oil. Then the coils of the radiators let off this tingling sound in our ears. The clock in the dining hall chimes and we hear gears start twisting and turning. More loud screams churning. Then there's a wicked laugh, unknown to us. Paul.
Crazy. Miss Pearly.
All right. This is the night she pays her dues to the devil. Preparing to sacrifice a fresh body. For reals in the basement with his cable ties in his hands. While waiting in the dark, Poetic is upstairs without any underwear, readying the room for blood spatter. As Gina carries a bucket of scalding hot lube to pour in the tub for the body, and Lady A just ran out of her shoes, knocking Thrill over as he was exiting the basement.
Oh, damn. Okay. Damn. Okay. Jess J.
Jerome is in the basement with crimson shiny machete in his hand, while poor Claire is upstairs without any underwear. After what else is a young big boob maven to do? When her phone has not rang all week, she has said it was time for a little self-care and started heating her favorite high-impact lube, all sweaty and looking like regret already. Claire carries a bucket of scalding hot lube, and it jumped over the edges of the rim, leaving little lube oases dolloped on the wood floor. It's now time to crank the beast. The key looks like a Model T crank. As Claire turned up the TV without a care, pornographic sounds filled the air. She screams like a banshee as the crowning electricity moves and gyrates through her hips in ecstasy. As she flips above the bed, involuntarily shaking both of her legs, Jerome seen this and just ran out of his shoes.
Oh, shit. Gina Storm.
I'm this October night. Poetic is in the basement with Pharrell. He has a whip in his hand while La Perla Negra is wearing no underwear. She steps into the spotlight out of the shadows, and Paul carries a bucket of scalding hot lube. While Just Jay was so frightened he ran out of his shoes. Lady A and Edwina proceeded to follow the storm named Gina. They fled. Good night to the ghosts, to the ghouls and the goblins, as we all decided to put things that we've seen tonight behind us and head to bed in peace.
Ooh, scary. Lady A.
The castle is in darkness, save for one flame. Man in the basement with his gun in his hand. And Danielle's upstairs without any underwear. Was she waiting for Van? That one light flickers. She sees someone. Larry carries a bucket of scalding hot lube. What was happening? What were they going to do? Edwina ran out of her shoes, and terrified, she watched from outside as the light caught the curtains on fire. Van ran out, left the gun in the basement. Who would have thought a fire would save his life? And Danielle pulled on her panties and ran for the door, the flickering, the light, the fire licking the ceiling. Larry threw the bucket of lube on the fire. The cool gel was able to put the fire out, and he too ran out of the castle. And Van and Danielle and Larry and Edwina met on the front lawn, all gazing at the house half burned. That is the price one pays for thoughts of death, lust, lasciviousness, and greed. They met Gina and Paul and on the front lawn, and they rented a hotel and watched horror movies. The end.
Damn.
Divine inspiration.
Man in the basement with his Bible in his hand, praying over the woes of this land. Edwina is upstairs, body painting, without any underwear, in her own private zone, without a care. Larry enters her room and, slack-jawed, he could only stare. He wanted to lay someone permanently on their behind. The dark castle still influenced him and had taken over his mind. Larry carries a bucket of scalding hot lube. For some unknown reason, he had murder and chaos on his mind. But what he didn't know was that Edwina was of the same mind, and that chaos she thought, that he thought to bring to her, oh, to him it was changed, and a battle of mayhem on Larry was loosed. In a state of disability and shock, Gina just ran out of her shoes. The double slippery butt naked murder she had just witnessed would surely bring her some money selling her story to the news. And she actually ties to Van's church with her earnings. Yet deep down inside, she had been changed. And now murder and chaos were amongst her yearnings. Poem.
That was good. Edwina.
Off mute. You mute it.
Unmute yourself, Queen.
Okay.
Selena, you muted, love.
I'm not sure if her call dropped.
I'm still here.
Or not. You're still here? Okay. Everybody else went, though, right?
Mm-hmm. We're here.
All right. Rainstorm. Blizzard. There's a, what the fuck? I did it again. Oh, rainstorm, blizzard. There's a castle. I knock on the door, but nobody hears me. So I enter. I enter the premise looking for life. Not a peep in any crevice. But on the floor in the kitchen lay a bloody kitchen knife. I hear a sound of the foot, so I go downstairs to take a look. Goodness, there he stands, man in the basement, with his dick in his hands, looking as if he's looking for someone to do something with. So I break for the stairs, gotta get out of this shit. But Miss Curly is upstairs without any underwear, whispering, come here, come here, come over here. I break for the stairs, the sound of her howling in the background. Yes, they carry the fucking hot-ass bucket of scalding lube. Pours it down the steps, says, Miss Curly, you know what to do. And then jumps down, the back of his head missing, rats running around. The crackle of thunder hits the air, lightning hits the room, and before I can reach the door, Gina just ran out of her shoes. Nights, nights of the living dead on Bloom. Mama told me to stop playing in cemeteries. The end. I don't know if y'all... That was crazy. Yo.
I love them.
Yo. Somebody said some real crazy stuff in there. Y'all pieces was really crazy.
Not only did I not have no drawers on, but I got to slip down the step with some lube on it. Damn.
Hey, yeah, and you was carrying, and you was carrying hot lube from outer space.
Yeah, that was crazy. I thought that was crazy. I thought that was real crazy. Van in the basement with his dick in his hands.
I knew
right.
You were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
You knew it?
I knew it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Dwina.
I know, right, me and her, you and Van ran outside looking at the fire.
Yeah. Lady A wrote some crazy stuff in there, too. Paul, I could have swore Paul was going to say bending over somewhere in his piece. I'm telling you. I swear I thought it would have been so funny to hear that right there and there. But look, y'all. Hey, look. Thanks for coming to the Poetically Haunted Cafe. It was fun, y'all. And you know what? The funny thing about it is that I had so many phrases written down the first phrase, if y'all really think about it, the first phrase took us into almost into overtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 You know what I'm saying?
I thought
it was
really great. I think everybody got in touch with themselves and had a lot of fun, but I think some serious poetry came out of it too, and that was a great brain stretcher. I enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I just got something, too. I think if this program were to ever happen again, I find myself keep saying that, Van. All right.
When?
Assuming
when it does? When it does?
I don't want it to slip through my lips, but I'll say that. Y'all always, that's
the
how y'all get
planted.
Me. That's how y'all get me.
The seed
so
is
listen.
Planted.
When we do the master, I'll call the big one the master phrase, okay? I want to do some more similar things like that. And I got a funny drill if I can get the music right. Like if the master phrase is a romance piece the next time, an instrumental, nice romantic song should play lightly in the background as each poet is reading their version. What do you guys think?
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
You never
know
where this might take us. It might lead us into a massive collab and something I could put on wax for everybody as a track to hear. Because if it works out all right right here at the Soul Cafe, we could take it serious and fine tune the same pieces that we write. Make it, you know, because we just created them here.
Yeah.
Fine tune them. Do it again and put it on track. Put that thing on YouTube or something, okay?
Yeah.
So, while we still have
nice.
A few minutes. Yeah, I really got a kick out of it. I enjoyed you guys tonight. You guys are really silly. Thank you for not cheating. Van, if you can quickly give us a rundown of what's left of Epiphany Radio after all this.
Absolutely. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Song, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, to Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity, and guest host, La Pearl La Negra. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. And then Monday night will be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury right here on Epiphany Radio Network. For real, back to you.
Yo. Hey, thank you for that, Van. Yo, man, it was a blast. I wish I could bring back some of the things, some of the funny things y'all said in some of y'all pieces, man. I'm going to have to listen to the playback of this program, man. But y'all did y'all thing, man. I'm proud of y'all. Like I said, it was a good time up in this joint. And just having a good time, man. Looking for something to play us out with. Hey, anybody else want to shout out something, want to say something before we get up out of here? That'll be fine. The time is yours. We have 3 minutes.
Thanks,
just swing by Small House. Check us out.
That's right. Tell us what you guys got going
on
over there.
If you're not on Clubhouse, join Clubhouse. Follow me and just stay. Derek King and I are there at the Small House of Poetry. And I will be doing my DSR All-Star Show on Wednesday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Central this week.
All right. We'll do that. And if you can put that in the event page, Gina.
That sounds like work, but okay.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Hey, Paul.
Hey, for real.
One love,
Paul. The rest of y'all had a really nice time with y'all.
One love.
All right. One love, Mike.
Thank you.
Great
night. Good night.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio. smoking, plus she good at charming cobras. I feel like I'm chosen, but she ain't the only one. No, got the chick I call Acacia. She be acting bougie, then she came through and tied me up. Now she just a groupie, got the aura of the mafia. Her friends wish they knew me, but they ain't the only one. No, no. What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I've been at this shit for 9 years. Now they start to call. I'm a DIY pioneer. They tryna get involved. Yippee-ki-yay, hi-ya. Got to set it off. I'm probably the only one. Yeah. I'm correct when you approach me. I can size you up, taking all the shots like Kobe. Almost 81, guess I got to play the goalie. And go and save me some, I'm probably the only one. Hey, hey. What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Who wants my money, I'll tell you who I don't fuck with. Who's pulling strings, I'm just pointing out all the puppets. What I'm demanding is fucking up all the budgets. I'm smart as fuck, they be talking like I'm the dumbest, but I know what they want from me. Dollars, lot of stock in me. It ain't nothing personal, it's business and I'm a commodity. But honestly, Pop-Up will be turning in his grave the day I let someone else become the boss of me. When there's a boss in me, I'll be damned. What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. Ooh, ooh.